Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Rhyme and Reason, efficiency at its best in 5 minutes or less. So as I promised yesterday, I'm back at the trough. I'm working with you guys doing my 5 minute podcast. I just got off the wire with Irene Gutman. As I mentioned always, we're doing an 18 week business evolution or business transformation process. Company Rockland Web is doing very good, but we want to take it to the next level. We're in phase two, where we are looking for a market-dominating position that Rockland Web already has, but we need to better discover, better communicate, and better emphasize with our potential customers, our client base, and such. Really interesting session that I did with Irene. So the way this works is every week or so, we hop onto Zoom, and we cover a particular topic. The last one, we were covering taglines, how to emphasize our market-dominating position in taglines. The one that we came up with, and I might change this, I'm being very transparent about this whole process because I think it's going to help you too. Basically, I created the tagline, Build Better Business. If you listen to my ideas about it yesterday, you'll see some of them are a little bit quirky, but the idea was a feminine voice saying, Rockland Web. And then somebody comes in and says the tagline, Build Better Business. You know, kind of like, Ape Strong Together sort of thing. So the way it resonated, I'd say there was about 50 to 75 people that responded back to my request of, what do you think of this tagline? And I'd say it was about 40% really liked it. And then the other 60% were kind of like, eh. So we might have to adjust it. And I reported back to Irene about this with a spreadsheet of 50 different results, and we looked through it. So we might adjust that a little bit more. But more importantly today, Irene worked with me on how to build a proper, what's known as an interrupting statement. Now, what is an interrupting statement? It's something that kind of jars a person's eyes, ears, memory, thoughts, and just gets them out of what is normally expected of a given company, business, or something, or the results that they're getting at the moment. So say, for instance, you know, Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% on your car insurance. That's not an interrupting statement. That's more of a tagline. But all the commercials that lead into it are just kind of like really interrupting what you would normally expect of an insurance company. So that's what we're going for. And we tested a few. Is your website working for you? Does your website suck? So we came up with this one. We got to market test it. Is your website just like, okay, boomer? Now we got to put some marketing pieces around it and a few other things, but I usually go based on how people react to certain things. And at very first, Irene started cracking up laughing. So that's a good sign because I do generally want to evoke positive emotions. I don't want people to look at our marketing and say, ew, that is just unpalatable. You know, it should have a little bit of a sense of humor attached to it. And God knows we can use senses of humor in this day and age, I'm sure. So that's what I'm leaning towards. Now, the next step, as we did with the tagline, is I'm going to put it back out there on the interwebs. I'm going to send it out as an email to some trusted colleagues, as well as to people across the Facebook community groups that I use, about 50,000 of them, to do these things, and get some results back. Not going to get 50,000 responses, I hope not. But, you know, 50, 100 responses. And if we see generally a favorable response to it, and I want to aim for at least 60 to 70% favorable response, then we'll go ahead with it and proceed forward. And I already got in the back of my mind so many ideas like commercials and just silly stuff like that. So that's what we did today. Irene might come on the show on Friday. I'll keep you posted about that. But that's it for today. As always, just a reminder, World Vision, a wonderful charity that helps children and families across the world in extreme poverty. Please donate any amount of money, and I'll send you a copy of my book,